Listening community. Just send an apology. We have sent it all.
I don't think we get much of a crowd, do we?
All right, I am going to call the session of the Plainville Public School Committee, the Plainville School Committee to order Tuesday, October 10th at 6:06 PM. I need a motion to, hi, hope everybody had a nice long weekend. Okay. Some happy faces.
Did you?
Yes, it was fine. Okay. Huh?
It was productive.
It was productive? I didn't take that route. I took them sitting around doing nothing route, so what's for me? So I need a motion to approve and hold the executive session minutes from September 28th, 2017.
Second, we're doing executive session first?
Yes, that's just the one I happen to have on top. I'm sorry. We have a motion and a second?
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Any opposition? Motion passes. I need a motion to approve the regular session minutes from September 28th, 2017.
So moved. Second.
We have a motion and a second. I don't know why I have two copies. All those in favor?
Can I just make one tiny change?
No.
Under the Town Building Committee report from me, I guess I said that the foundation is in. It's really not fully in, it's begun, I guess, because it's still on.
Is what?
It has begun to go in, but it's not
Fully in.
In.
I have two copies.
It's going, yeah, just all that.
Did you have two copies?
That'd be great, thank you.
Okay. Well, we had a motion and a second, and all those in favor with the correction?
Aye.
Aye, any opposition? Okay, the motion passes. We do not have any showcases. Any comments by citizens and our faculty?
I have two quick updates. I just wanted to let you know that the Jackson School Facebook page that we have been really hoping to get for a couple of years had 1,800 views on one and 2,600 on another. So clearly, I want the Communication Committee to know that this is something that the parents, I think, are utilizing and appreciating.
Thank you.
I know, Amy, you're the only job that is that.
I'll take it back to the committee and let them know.
The second one was an update from our student council. That third grade student council would like to host a colonial feast in early December for our Plainville firefighters and police department. They're going to request small donations from local grocery stores for the feast. It's going to be like the turkey stuffing, aluminum pans. There's no, it's not a fundraiser. It will be after hours, but the student council is thinking of something nice that they could do since our fire department and police department are so good to us. So they just wanted school committee to know it's not a fundraiser, but just so you're in the loop.
So who's cooking?
Haven't gotten that far yet. Maybe my husband. Definitely won't be.
Awesome. You got to have it here.
Yeah.
We are in the loop. Anything else? Thank you for sharing that. No commendations, King Philip.
King Philip met last Monday. We had a meeting, we were briefed on trying to obtain a municipal rep for the collective bargaining unit. We still haven't heard from any of the three towns if they have anybody that would join on that team. We got an update on the data specialist. I believe one has been hired since that meeting. We approved a ski trip for Sunday River, and then we interviewed NESDAQ and MASC. They gave their presentations for superintendent search. We did vote to use MASC. We voted to use MASC for the superintendent search. I should say the school committee voted. I abstained.
Okay. Anything else?
That'll do it.
Anybody have any questions? Negotiations?
No, just letting know we have a para quarterly meeting coming up on the 23rd.
What is that?
Para quarterly meeting?
Oh.
Right, that's part of the contract requirement, quarterly meetings with the ESP union. It's Lynn, myself, and Robin, representing the school committee.
Linda Ledger.
Jen Matascio and Janine Fontaine.
Did you know about it? How's it decided who goes, like Maggie or Lynn?
You appointed Lynn a couple of years back.
I'm just asking. She didn't seem to know about it, so it's part of the negotiations.
No, I'm okay with it.
We had.
We had a conversation in the negotiations.
Right.
She seems, I just want to make sure.
But the other part of that too is, it was a couple of years when they weren't requesting meetings to meet with us, even though it was part of the contract.
You said with the para?
It's the para union, yeah.
Okay. Budget subcommittee? We met last, after the last meeting, and recommendations are going to be discussed tonight.
Correct.
Okay. Communications subcommittee is working on a schedule to have their first meeting, and we'll bring up the number of views on the Facebook page, as well as talk about setting up the video equipment, the screens we talked about, and a communication plan. Town building committee?
We met last Wednesday, the 4th. One topic that was discussed at length was the schedule that has been, I don't know, I guess, been in delay coming from the contractor. They did put together a schedule. The architects rejected that schedule, and so we were expecting to get a new updated schedule today. I guess there were a lot of detail. It wasn't as detailed as they would have liked, and we also had a gentleman from a citizen who came, who has some background in scheduling construction jobs, and he's taken an interest in the schedule for the job, and he's very concerned about the schedule and the staffing at the site, the supplies that are being delivered to the site. So he was there, and that he let us hear it on last Wednesday. But hopefully today they did receive a new updated schedule that will work out better. We also continued the discussion on the future use of the existing buildings. I think it's fair to say that the general feeling of the committee is that we would like to keep the town hall, if not the building, but then the location for the town. You know, we don't know what the town's needs are going to be in 10, 20, 50 years. I mean, even if it became a parking lot, you're never going to get that piece of land back if we were to sell it off. So even though discussions continue, I would say that was kind of the general sense of the committee. I don't think anyone felt as connected, perhaps, to the location of the existing police and fire station, so that there'll certainly be some more discussions around that in terms of if that should be sold or held on to. I guess there is concern about the quality of the soil there, and there needs to be a phase one environmental study done there to see what exactly we're dealing with, because I guess before being a fire station, it was a truck company, so there's some concern about some contamination in the ground and how that would impact its ability to be sold. We've also talked about, there's been requests from people in town to get some bricks from the old wood school. So we're hoping to be able to salvage some bricks to distribute to people who would like them as a memento of the old wood school. The coordination of that is a little bit tricky, but we're hoping we can make that happen.
Will they sell them?
Those would just be, you could take one, because they're probably going to be haphazard bits and pieces. I'm not sure what condition they'll be in. That would probably just be, if you'd like one, you're more than welcome to take one.
Would we take some for this, for the wood school, like just as memorabilia?
If we, I'll let you, if we get to the point where we're really doing this, I'll grab a few of you.
I'm just asking, like, just for, you know, because it's the old wood, the new wood.
Right, yeah, no,
we should have representation here.
Yeah, that might be nice.
They're bricks, so I mean, I don't know who's, you could just buy bricks.
Did they save the one that has the date? The actual cobblestone one that has the date?
I don't know. Where was that located, do you know?
Was it right in the corner when you walked in?
It's in the two-story section?
Like the
main.
I'm well on a safe.
Okay, I'll ask about it. I don't know. I don't know.
Thanks.
But even though we'd be giving those away for free, we're also talking about raising funds to relocate the 9/11 memorial that is at the police and fire station. And one thing that was talked about was to sell like memorial bricks to help cover the costs of the relocation of that. So that's something that's in the works, but I guess there's really no big rush on that. That's just
like what they did at the park when they put that up.
So for the current town hall, I know there was mention about the park and rec.
Yep, that's still a possibility.
Okay.
That's still a possibility. And I I don't want to say anything for sure because there's still a lot of discussions to be had, but I think there's the possibility that either we could somehow renovate that building for him to use. Maybe that would just be as simple as taking out down walls and making it an open space with a couple of offices so he could run programs. Or if we were to, we kind of discussed the possibility, if we were to sell the police and fire station location, could we funnel those funds to the park department to use for that rehab or build some addition to the building that he has in the back? But that's very vague at this point.
Down the road.
Yeah. But I think everybody would like to see the parks have something more suitable. And I think that was about it.
Do you have anything from sick leave?
Just that I'll be contacting Jarvid because there is a request that's just come in, so I'll need to get him. Him and Jenny Ryan is the rep for both the ESPs and the PEA, so I'll be contacting her to set up a meeting, hopefully within the next week.
So it's not just me then?
We've done a lot since you've gotten off of that committee.
Really? And anybody know anything about wellness, Mr. Clark?
I walked to school last week. We had a total of 264 students, 81 parents walking last week, which were the highest numbers in both. 81. Perfect day for it. Our first meeting is this Thursday.
It's only 2 minutes. Go fast. 20 minutes.
It's pretty good for a mile and a half.
Anything else? Thank you. Designations, transfers, appointments, and leaves?
One new appointment. Abby LeComp has been hired as our point two nurse to be able to free nurses up to do screenings and other job-related duties. And also a new addition to the Plainville family, Juliet Castleman, had a baby boy on September 28th. Gilbert Castleman is now a member of the family.
Nice.
So she'll be back not too long. She's taking us just a short time off, so she'll be back relatively soon. We think. She hopes.
Who covers for her? How's she doing?
I'm gonna the sub when.
I just asked who covers who's covering.
Oh, Donna Armstrong.
She's covered before.
Yes. When we've had
that.
Right.
Special Ed Regional Steering Committee?
Okay, I just gave you an update. Don't need to read through all of it. Basically, the highlights of it is basically the group met a few times last year, the last meeting being about a four-hour meeting here, where we finalized focus areas for this year, one being on the development of meeting the social emotional needs of all students, including students with disabilities, and working cooperatively in terms of sharing best practices in those areas. And then the second one, which I think is the prime focus, the reason that we got together was to take a look at the transition process from elementary to secondary. And I think to me, the key piece there is for both students and families. I think that's a key piece that we really can do a better job on. So I think within the next few days, I'll double check with Dr. Alati, but I know we had sent some tentative dates out to bring the group back together. Now that I'm back in district, I'll follow up and see where that is, but hopefully soon. A couple of things that have come up in my absence. In fact, the air quality testing that happened today during the in-service day. If it's like last year, we should know by the end of this month. It's about a three-week turnaround to get back the results. But she was here from early this morning to late this afternoon taking samples in both buildings. We hope we stay in good shape with that. And maybe a little dark now, but our K-1 playground is coming around. It was delivered last Tuesday. I believe they started installment last Wednesday. Today was day four of installment. They've got a full day tomorrow, and they hope to be just putting on the final touches Thursday morning. Then we will get it mulched, and we're anticipating that we will have a grand reopening on Monday for the kids. But it looks good. We're very, very pleased. Both the company that we purchased the materials from, the salesperson, has been very good to work with, as well as the installers. And when Bob Stone said, "These are good installers and they're working with you," they must be real good and patient.
Any question?
Yeah.
So in that transitioning piece with the special ed steering committee, is that steering committee going to create procedures to be followed through all four districts for transitioning?
That may be part of the work. I think one of the main pieces is just having people in every district get a better understanding of how it works.
Okay.
How for middle school to understand how it works here, uh-huh. For elementary people to understand how it works there, and that may be that in order for that to happen, we feel that that does need to be part of it.
Okay.
I don't think we're quite there yet, right. In terms of how do you ensure that there's that seamless transition.
And how do we ensure as people move on and new players come into fact that how that will continue and the consistency
right.
happens? That's my concern.
I think that's a good question. How do we make sure as we kind of come up with some action steps now that we don't lose that because of over time new faces come in and all the good work that was done kind of puts by the wayside. So good points.
Any other questions? So old business, we have the Fall Festival on Sunday, 12 to 5. I know I will be there, Maggie, and I think Javin.
Did you end up getting a table?
Ended up getting a table.
You did?
She was, I kept emailing the school committee, Plainville school committee, Plainville, you know, so she would be, I'm like, I'm not a vendor. I'm not like selling, you know,
really.
Like we're part of the community. So I dropped the money off yesterday with her, and she was fine. She's working out map or whatever. So Maggie has a table. I have a tablecloth. Mr. Raish is getting us some facts. I'll put them together in some kind of fact sheet, and we'll just be present. I mean, at least it's a step in the one direction. Maybe we'll have maybe we can make a mock-up of the app or something, remind people they can sign up. You know, they can download the app.
All right, better give me some instructions.
Just a picture. I can print out a picture on the flyer just to tell people. If you have any other suggestions, and we'll probably have some food item or something to give out at the table. I don't know what that will be, but
so candy?
Yeah, that's what I was, the easiest thing.
Yeah.
What?
Is there a specific time you're supposed to be there to set up, or?
I'm hoping she sends an email.
Okay.
What time is the actual? It's
from 12 to 5.
12 to 5.
Yeah, so if you find that you had time you didn't realize you had, I'm sure that those of us that will be there wouldn't mind not being there for an hour or two. And then the other thing was the school committee goals, town hall, office hours, meeting dates, and questions for anticipated survey. So we got, everyone got an email from Maggie and
Javin.
Maggie's was, in my opinion, fairly comprehensive as far as I was concerned.
Well, I did some Googling of other school surveys. Mm-hmm. I can't really take credit.
Nonetheless, you did the work and you sent us this email. So if there are other questions that other people had, I know Javed had one that we can certainly add. Are there any we want to include, exclude? The open-ended part, do you have anything you want to highlight?
I don't know. I mean, these were just ideas. It doesn't, you know, I'm not attached to any of it.
I think the only question, I didn't print it out, but I guess I would be interested to find out is if the community is aware of what the role of a school committee member is, mm-hmm. and are they interested,
mm-hmm.
and to what depth of knowledge do they need to know. Other than that, you covered.
I had another thought for parents who had children at KP or who had moved on to KP, maybe something like, you know, do you feel your child was well prepared to move to KP? Something like, I don't know how you'd word it, but something along those lines. Or maybe not, I don't know.
No, that's a good one.
I had a sort of reservation about the last one, something about the school calendar regarding the starting date with KP. And I always, I don't hesitate to ask that. I'm just concerned about what we'll do with that information, because I always wonder, maybe you know the answer to this, why is it us matching up with KP instead of KP matching up with?
It's contractual.
Say it again.
KP.
KP is contractual to start after Labor Day. Okay. So, I mean, we asked that question, but we really, what are we going to do with that information?
I don't know. I mean, I personally am curious if there are parents who struggle with having a different start date. That
there are. They've posted it on Facebook, and they're annoyed by it. Okay, I could tell you that that's what we'll probably find, that some people who don't have kids won't care.
Yeah.
People who do have kids will potentially care.
That's fine. I don't care. I'm not.
I mean, I have no issue putting it on there. It's just that if I kind of want to, I don't want to ask questions that we're not intending to do something, my opinion, that we're not intending to do something with. So if we're asking this question, it's just because we're curious and we're like, oh, yeah, well.
But if it's a big enough issue, would we consider syncing with KP? If it's a big enough issue.
And syncing with them on how many levels? So like today they all, today they all had the day off.
Yeah.
But do they always have, I mean, that's one of the things we started doing is the professional days starting there.
We started syncing that.
Yeah, but we had a start date disagreement, which is why the contract is now worded differently, right? Like it's to give the school committee the flexibility for a start date.
Yep.
They have a different professional development model there, though.
They do. They do half days.
Maybe more half days.
Yeah. We no way we can keep up with that.
Full day.
It doesn't mean we shouldn't ask it. I'm just putting it out there.
I know what you're saying. I know what you're saying.
But do we open up a can of worms? Which we are already.
Well, and for open-ended questions I had, what ways can Plainville schools better involve parents? Because we always try to rack our brains as to how maybe the community may have better ways. I mean, if you want to ask an open-ended question, that was one that I, or what ways can we improve communication with parents? People complain that we don't communicate enough, or so what are they looking for?
I think Javid's was
about watching.
I didn't see him.
Yeah, does anyone watch them, the YouTube?
Yeah.
Video recording. That's a good question.
And do you? The other one was: did you know that you could come to the meeting and ask questions or make comments?
So we have these questions. My response is: do we want to change any? Do we want to leave them how we are? Do we want to have them available in printed form with pens
for Sunday?
Festival on Sunday. Do you want to push it out digitally?
Digitally, I think.
Do we want to have both options available? I don't know. I'm just asking.
I think digitally.
Okay.
So where you get a tally and everything.
So if we finalize it for the next meeting and then push it out after that?
Yeah, sure.
Okay.
Yeah, this one about February vacation, because this was something we kind of talked about.
That's on our.
What the question is.
If you look on our agenda, that's for the calendar committee. That's what that stands for. That's it to be determined. So this is sort of an initial, I think it's a great question, and that's sort of our initial probe. Would you be in favor of eliminating the February vacation in?
Yeah, I'm not sure how to word that, Because what would we do?
Well, I think too that it's a contractual thing.
It is. So if we get, if we take the temperature of the community,
I'm not sure you're going to get four districts to agree on that in my lifetime. I'm just saying.
But our contract isn't contingent on the other towns. So if our towns and we negotiated it, could we eliminate that?
I think though, if you don't, you're going to have parents who are going to be who have kids that are going to the other district. It could become, especially a babysitting issue, or it could become.
I think the purpose of this one is an initial, the conversation started.
What are people thinking?
I can take that on and just retype these and come up with a wording, and then at the next meeting you can look at it and vote on it or however you want to handle it.
If you get a big yes to that one, you might want to say, even if nobody else around this changes, then you're...
Right, that's true.
Do you still want that?
Well, because the option there is that then you start at your regular start time, you eliminate February vacation, and you have the potential to get out earlier because you're losing that week of time off. And that's not, like you said, it might not be in the next 10, 15, 20 years, but at least we've asked the question, we've heard from people who, like you said, we're asking the question about syncing up with KP. We should know, because if that's what 90% of the community wants, and we're like, we're not doing it, so thanks for playing, maybe we need to think about that as we build a calendar. Would you agree?
Information's always good.
Yep.
Okay. And then the dates Maggie put out there?
I don't know. I mean, this was just throwing it out there. I looked at the calendars for the Jackson School, the Wood School, the district. I didn't see any conflicts.
I think Friday.
You can do the Friday?
Yes, I can commit to that.
Okay.
I think I put the ones in the evening in my... I can't open them both at the same time. Can you tell me the...
November 13th?
Yep, November 13th, February 15th, and May 18th. It's a Monday, a Thursday, a Friday. I did a 7 p.m., a 6 p.m., a 10 a.m. Tried to just mix it up.
I could probably do the 13th p.m.
I can do the 13th.
Okay.
And I think I can probably do February also. Yeah, I can do the 13th and the 15th. So at least there's two. And you said you can do the 18th?
I can do May 18th, yeah.
I can do the 13th.
So do you want me to go ahead and get those rooms like reserved or whatever?
I would get them reserved and then we can start advertising them again.
Okay.
It's something else we can do
okay.
at the fair on Saturday, on
okay.
Sunday. Just
all
start
right.
letting people know we got these town halls here. Yeah. We can maybe make three different signs, you know, just
okay.
sort of let people know.
Okay.
15th I can do too. I just can't do the...
I can't do the 10 a.m.
10 a.m.
Anything else? On that. All right, new business. We have the New England Patriot Cradle to Crayon Coat Drive. We need a vote to approve the coat drive.
I make a motion to refer the New England Patriot Cradle to Crayon
Coat
Drive.
Second.
We have a motion and a second. Any comments, questions, or concerns?
Where are we collecting them? Here?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Are they picking them up? Or?
Huh?
Are they picking
Are
them
they
up?
Picking them up? Yeah. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposition? Motion passes. We have the data team member job description with the vote required. We need a motion to approve the data
team. I make a motion to approve the data team member.
Second.
We have a motion and a second. Any comments, questions, or concerns?
Nope.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Any opposition? Motion passes. I need a motion for the job description for Nature's Classroom Coordinator.
Second.
Did we put that on the same stipend cell? I can't remember the stipend. The stipend was
always
for the whole.
For Nature's Classroom
yeah.
Coordinator? It's not the same as data team.
No.
But it's in that chart.
It's on
that
chart.
Yes.
Okay. We have a motion and a second. All those in favor?
Aye.
Any opposition?
Nope.
Motion passes. We have the revised rubrics. I need a motion to approve the revised rubrics teacher evaluation elements.
So
we have a motion.
Second.
We have a motion and a second. Any comments, questions?
Just to clarify, this is just one of the rubric sets. We have some for instructional support, professionals, nurses, coaches.
This is the teacher.
Oh, this is, and this mainly pertains to people who teach larger groups of kids, as in a grade level classroom teacher, it could be art teacher, music teacher.
So we have a motion and a second for the larger teaching group rubric. Okay, all those in favor?
Pretty intense.
Yeah. Did you read there? Memorize it?
No, I didn't memorize it.
No,
not
memorized. All those in favor?
Aye.
Any opposition? Motion passes. We have revised rental rates. I need a motion to approve the revised rental rates.
Second.
We have a motion and a second. Any questions, comments, or concerns?
So the thing that always worries me is that I keep thinking about John Tyner and the programs he runs here. And would this impact him negatively? And would it impact his programs negatively?
What does he run?
Like, he does after school, floor hockey, dodgeball. I don't know what else he does.
This doesn't affect the things that go on between 3 and 6 in the afternoon. This is just the evening activities. Those are still no cost to the town.
Oh, never mind.
Yeah.
Maggie's concern is waived.
Right. Those are very valuable.
Yep, I agree. And I think it's great too for the, it's right here, it's in the schools. Parents don't have to worry about them going home and then have them going to the rec department.
It's so convenient. It's,
he's wonderful to work with.
He's a great guy.
Right. When I think about a community where you haven't had to assess fees for anything, yeah, and the parents are supportive of that, kind of to me is one way you give it back a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
So keep it working that way.
We're okay, still pretty within, far from what other towns charge, too.
Yes.
Very reasonable.
We have a motion and a second. Concern voiced and nullified by the fact that we don't charge them anyway, which is great. So all those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposition? Motion passes.
There's a second piece to this.
Oh.
Okay.
I didn't say that.
I believe it does. The effective date of implementation will be determined.
Oh.
Okay.
Where was that?
Where is that?
It's right here on the front page.
At the 1017. Well, it's not on here. That's what I'm reading. Okay.
My recommendation would be January 1.
Mm-hmm.
That way it gives us time to notify them and a couple months for the groups to know. This doesn't become effective until then.
Do you need a motion for that, Dave?
Yes.
Can we just amend the motion?
Can we amend the motion, too?
Yes.
Do you have any reservations yet for after January 1?
We have to amend the motion.
We have some.
To include the start date of 1/1/18.
I don't think so.
No?
It's not.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Sorry.
Oh, that's okay. So, next is an update on the school adjustment counselor team chair position that was created last year from Mrs. Arpey.
Thank you, Jim. Line item transfers.
I checked it off, so that means we did it.
You did? All right. I guess I missed that part.
Okay, sorry.
Works
I know
for me.
We didn't do it. I just checked it off saying we did it, so that counts. Line item transfer. Sorry. We need a motion to approve the line item transfers.
Second.
We have a motion and a second. Any questions, comments, or concerns?
Questions?
None?
No.
It's very trusting. Trusting group. All right. No questions, comments, or concerns. We need all those in favor?
Aye.
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 Aye. Motion passes. See? Like, we did it.
Very good.
Mrs. RP.
Sort of
behavioral management things and things like that that the teachers can embed in their academic curriculum. She's been logging all of her hours and how she's spending her time so we can see exactly what she needs to do or where she needs to do more of or less of. She's also been a part of the team chair. She's been observing a lot of the localization meetings that we've had. We've had about 10. We have a lot of new students coming in with very thick IEPs. So she's been part of that. She's also going to shadow Kathy Griffin at the Jackson School for a couple of weeks, to give or take some days, depending on how many meetings are within those 2 weeks, to see how she's running her meetings at Jackson so that we can have maintain a constant throughout the district and how they run our IEP meetings. And then after she observes a few more re-evals and the other annual evaluation, or annual reviews rather, Ed's going to, and she starts chairing the meetings, Ed's going to shadow her for about 30 days just to make sure that she has everything that she needs and be that sounding board and that person to ask questions, but he'll be right there in the meeting so that he'll be part of the conversation so we can help her out to just make sure that we're maintaining a consistency with all IEP meetings.
And do you anticipate she's going to start that, chairing the meetings?
I think we're going to have her shadow Kathy Griffin for a couple of weeks before she does that, so I would say give her 2 weeks or so. It depends on how many meetings are scheduled next door, so if the next 2 weeks there aren't any meetings, it's going to kind of prolong that, but I know our first re-eval is October 26th, that's our first one, public member mobilization meeting, so there really hasn't been any annual reviews or re-evals to meet about.
But she's taking over that full, so Wu won't be chairing any once that happens?
I can hear you.
Wu won't be chairing any once that happens?
No, maybe if there's an initial, maybe Wu will chair that so that until Sarah gets her feet wet with an initial meeting, but other than that, that's going to be Sarah's.
Okay, thank you. Anyone have any other questions?
No.
Okay.
I don't know.
Any legislative updates? We just got the NSBA thing today. I got mine today anyway. For in San Antonio, April 7th and 9th. I don't know if anyone's planning on attending. NSBA?
Is anybody going to the division meeting?
We just got, huh? April 7th to the 9th. And we also got in the mail a registration for the division meeting for October
17th.
Which just mine just came yesterday. I just got it yesterday, so I haven't registered yet.
Where is that being held?
It's going to be at the Boston Tavern in West Bridgewater. Is it West Bridgewater? East Bridgewater.
Is that where it was last year?
Same as place as last year, yeah.
It's just down behind the Jolly Horse on the left.
Yeah.
Is that West Bridgewater?
I think it is.
I think so.
I didn't register yet, but I will.
You just got it?
Yeah, I just got it.
You didn't get, oh, you.
It might have come in Saturday.
You didn't get an email? About 2 weeks ago?
I registered the same email.
Yeah, email went out about 2 weeks ago.
I don't know.
I know I sent it out about 2 weeks ago.
It's at 6?
Yep.
Okay.
Dinner will be served.
It's in my calendar, I just have to register. So I'll do that when I get home. Any legislative updates that anyone has? Anything that's not on the agenda that anyone can think of?
No. Just a quick one.
Yeah. We have information is enrollment and a revised September 12. Future agenda items, the report card committee. And we just need to set dates for these other things. If you have any other suggestions or recommendations, things you want on the agenda, please let us know.
You're not going down to conference on Wednesday, right?
Yeah.
Wednesday to Friday.
Correct.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. And you're going to do the, or is Javid going to do?
Javid's going to be there.
The delegate assembly.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's West Bridgewater.
I've got some.
And it came out September 27th. Was the
okay. Need a motion to...
You're on the listserv, okay, right?
I think so. Thank you.
You're getting a bunch of...
Yeah, like kind of random things, yeah.
Yeah, is that what it is? I'll have to show you, see what I get, see if it's the same thing. I need a motion to adjourn.
Some move.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Thank you.